Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are truly eternally grateful to have you join us each week and this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, ultimately so that you will be more equipped to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on our two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia4, and the letter U. On our last installment of Motivational Mondays, we had a powerhouse all-star that joined us in studio. Our in-studio guest was Yolanda Mason, CEO, coach, and founder of YMM Media and Brand in Motion. The dialogue was truly rich and insightful on the subject of the various faces of social media. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This will lend to an interactive environment. We encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. So make sure you have your pen and paper handy, your iPad, tablet, laptop, desktop, whatever you need to capture notes around today's subject. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, it's time to shape up and win. We will be tackling this issue of frustration, this barrier to one's goals. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to share in tonight's broadcast with you, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a fax, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks for your support with expanding our outreach. The question on the table this broadcast today, this evening, morning, wherever you are around the world is, are you feeling frustrated by life circumstances and challenges? Do you feel like you have all of these barriers to your goals and to your dreams and the fulfillment of what you want to achieve that you don't know how to work things through? Then I must admit, today's broadcast is designed specifically for you. And I want you to know that you are not alone. I would venture to say that everyone, absolutely everyone, and no one is excluded from being familiar with feeling frustrated at one time or another in and throughout their lives. Whatever the cause of your frustration, falling short at achieving your goals or missing the mark, misexpectations of others, the challenges are often how do we cope with our frustration? Because frustrations will come. Disappointments will come. Things will happen. Today, I, as your coach, want to give you some successful tools so that you can navigate around feeling this sense of frustration. Frustration, as many of you know, is that feeling of disappointment, often accompanied by anxiety or depression, resulting from unfulfilled needs or unresolved problems. In short, they are those barriers to one's goal. Those things that make you feel dissatisfied, those things that make you feel like you have not accomplished what you desire to accomplish, and now you're feeling anxiety around that. You know, for many of us, we are now in December of 2016. We are about to close out this year. I've been having various conversations through my coaching practice and individuals in my circle who are feeling frustrated. And they're feeling frustrated because this year is about to come to a close, and they are recognizing that they are not exactly where they thought that they would be by this stage in this year. And so they're feeling frustrated. They're feeling these needs that are not met, that there are some unresolved problems and issues that, eek, I don't want to take this into my new year. And they're struggling with how do I cope with this sense of frustration. Well, today I want to give you 10 keys to coping with frustration. 10 keys to coping with frustration. And many of you may not know, I am actually a peer counselor at my church, Faithful Central Bible Church, under the leadership of Bishop Kenneth C. Ulmer. And as an encouragement, I've actually done formalized training in this capacity as an encourager, which is a peer counselor, giving prayer and support. One of the things that I studied on is coping mechanisms. How do you cope and deal with certain circumstances? In addition to that, of course, through my coaching skills with Coach University, there are various modules that I've gone through around coping and so on and so forth, and I share that with you so that you can get a backdrop that when I bring the information to you, it's coming from a place that has definitely been studied and learned from experience. It's a blending of all of these factors, and I want you to be reminded that you are not alone. But if you can get a handle on how to more effectively cope with frustration, can't avoid frustration, but how do I more effectively cope with frustration? Because as you know, Coach Adams has shared in various conversations throughout this journey on Motivational Mondays presented by Inspired Media for You, that our journey is about us learning and growing and being the best life managers that we can be. And in being the best life managers that we can be, we are learning how to make better decisions. We are growing from the mistakes and experiences. When we fall short, we don't just fall down. We learn to get back up. And a part of this process of growing to be a better life manager is learning how to better cope with life circumstances. And so the 10 keys to coping with frustration, I believe, will really support you as I was reflecting on today's installment and this subject of frustration. I can honestly say that I have felt this on more, you know, more than I would like to admit, because frustration, simply put, when you really understand it, it's a barrier to your goal. And these barriers can cause this anxiety, the barriers can cause the sense of unfulfillment, the barriers can cause all of this stuff that stirs up on the inside of you because you want to reach that goal, you're focused on those dreams, you have that vision, and there are some challenges and obstacles that you are efforting to navigate around. So let's talk about the 10 keys to coping with frustration. Now, when we say coping with frustration, I want you to know that as your coach, I'm not telling you to settle in frustration. Please do not by any means misunderstand. But what I am saying is that when you find yourself feeling frustrated in that place, instead of blowing up off the handle, I want you to have better tools to cope with and to identify where you are and to be able to navigate away from that situation or those situations that have caused you great frustration. So number one is learning our triggers. It is so important to know what sets you off. When we learn our triggers and we are clear and we know what sets us off, now we have identified those areas that are weak spots for us that we can now work to grow and improve and develop. So it is truly important to learn your triggers. You know, so often you'll hear the term, people know how to push your buttons. That is exactly right. You need to know who pushes your buttons or what pushes your buttons, what is the triggers for you, so that you don't just explode out of this sense of frustration. You're clear on what sets you off so you can move and navigate more effectively on your journey and manage those moments that can be heightened when you are in a place of frustration. So you have to put us to those areas that are triggers for you. But in order for you to do that, you must be clear on What is my trigger? What sets me off? Many of us don't want to look at it because we don't want to have to put a face to it. We don't want to have to identify it because it's easier to stay unconscious. It's far more difficult to now think about those areas and now have to be in that zone of consciousness. I have to make a decision. I have to do something. And so it's easier to say, I'm going to bury my head in the sand like the ostrich. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to figure it out. But I've grown to learn the wisdom that until you identify something, there is no opportunity for change. So you must give it a face. And in giving it a face, you're learning and you're saying and identifying, these are the triggers, you're aware of them, and you're clear on what it is that sets you off. So number one, how do I more effectively cope with those moments of frustration? I must learn what are the triggers. What me off. Number two, avoid your triggers whenever possible. Once you have given a face to what sets you off, then you now, as a better life manager, you begin to avoid those areas whenever possible. When you know what sets you off, this will assist you in navigating through those circumstances more effectively as they come up in the future, and they will. And the key of understanding, and I often share this, is that it's about increasing our recovery time. And so something that may have set you off and sent you in a tailspin, a downward spiral, and it took you 3 months to recover from and got you in that deep, dark place, now you learn to recover sooner. That which may have taken 3 months, it's now 1 month, it's now 3 weeks, it's 2 weeks, it's a week, it's a couple of days, it's hours. So you're learning how to more effectively process through life's challenges as you face them as they come up. So a key is being able to avoid those triggers. When you know what they are, when you know what sets you off, you can now remove yourself from those circumstances. And sometimes it may be someone's trying to push your button, and you make the decision when they're going at it, I'm not going to feed into that, so I will step back. And maybe your way of coping is silence. You have to determine what that looks like, what that is for you, but you must learn what your triggers are. And when you know what they are, do what you can to avoid those triggers, circumstances, and situations whenever possible. This will assist you in navigating on your journey more effectively. Number three is manage your stress. How do you manage the stresses of life? Life is always going to send you stuff. How do you handle it? Do you quit? Do you throw in the towel? How do you manage your stress? So you need to determine what is going to assist you in coping with when life has your head and that sensation of it in a vice. How do I cope with these pressure point situations? That's really what we're talking about. When we're talking about stress, these situations that are circumstances that bring this pressure, how do you manage it? For some, it may be getting into a quiet space. Have some quiet time with just you, yourself, and you. Take a walk on the beach, meditate, pray, whatever that may be to keep you centered and focused and calm. Maybe it's the proper breathing technique. Take a deep breath and count to 10 before you explode. Step back, but manage your stress. If you don't learn to manage the pressures of life known as stress, you will bring yourself to an early grave. And I say that with hesitation because I know that that is somewhat controversial in my saying that, but I want you to know if you don't manage you more effectively, you will play a role in you going to the grave sooner than anticipated or planned because of the stress that's resting in your body. And as that stress rests in your body, it comes out in various things such as cancers and all of these ailments that people are struggling and battling with on a daily basis. That trigger is often stress, not caring for your temple appropriately. And so I want you to be reminded that if you don't learn how to more effectively handle the pressures of life and do what you need to do to manage those situations that can cause great frustration, those situations that are intensely pressure points that bring on this stress, then you, the only one that's being affected is really you. The other person or people are not being affected. They've gone on, they've moved on with their lives, and you're sitting in this knot with this ball of stuff on the inside, and it's building up in you, and you haven't dealt with releasing that in a healthy way. So it is definitely crucial and important that we learn to more effectively process the pressures of life known as stress. What can you do to get yourself calm? What can you do to recenter yourself? What can you do to refocus yourself? Is it going into your closet, as one would say, and getting into that quiet place? Is it meditation? Is it prayer, as I said earlier? Is it walking on the beach? Is it blowing off some steam on the basketball court? Is it, what is it? Is it taking a great skate on the roller skating floor? I don't know. But whatever it is, you need to release that pressure buildup from the intensity of life known as stress. We have to learn to more effectively manage those moments that rise up. And so I need you to identify for you, what does that look like for you? One of my, just a great release for me that I enjoy doing, it goes without saying, I believe for those of you that are regular listeners of Motivational Mondays, that meditation is one that's huge on Coach Adams' list. But a fun release outlet for me is roller skating. I can get on the roller skating floor, get the right music on, and I'm in a zone. And it is such a great way to release that stuff on the inside, the pressure of life that is known as stress. For someone else, it may actually be working out. But again, whatever that is, you have to tap into that which is going to assist you in more effectively coping with the pressures of life known as stress. Let's do a quick recap of what we've talked about thus far before we charge forward, because I do have 10 steps for you. I want to make sure that you're really capturing each and every one of us. So I will be doing a little summary after a couple of them so we can stay on point. Learn your triggers. Know what sets you off. When you're clear on what sets you off, avoid those triggers whenever possible. Manage your stress. How do you manage your stress? It's different for everyone, but find out what's going to work effectively for you. The bottom line is it's important to learn to manage the pressures of life. How do you do that? For me, it's meditation. I can get on the skate floor, as I shared. It's various things. I can take a walk on the beach and just be one with God and nature, and I'm good to go. I can take a drive. So it's various things, but what is it for you? We're not talking about how Coach Adams manages hers, although I'm sharing that, but what do you need to do to more effectively manage the pressures of life so that you are in a position that you're able to cope? This is what we're talking about today. How can I more effectively cope when the frustrations of life are before me? How do I better deal with life's challenges and those circumstances? Manage your expectations of others is number four, and your circle of influence. Those around us are so key. The individuals that you have in your circle, as many of you that tune in regularly, you know I have said this time and time again. I pull a page each time out of the movie Meet the Fockers with Robert De Niro when he talked about that circle of love, that circle of trust. And so managing the expectations that you have first and foremost of others is key, and the circle of influence that you have around you. If you don't maintain the proper support, a supportive environment, you set yourself up to fail naturally. If you are in that group with the woe is me, as you know, you've heard the term birds of a feather flock together. You know, it's so interesting because when I am in the midst of someone that is just constantly murmuring and complaining and singing, oh, it weighs on me. It's like, come on, look at the glass full. Stop looking at it half empty. So we have to manage the environment around us. Why? Because those seeds of negativity will be planted. And if you keep that negativity around you, what happens is those seeds are continuously that have been planted are being watered. And before you know it, you look up and you realize, I now am one that's murmuring and complaining all the time. I now have a negative point of view. So we have to, one, manage our expectations of others. You know, I remember many years ago I had spoke with a specialist in this area, and it was so interesting because we were having a dialogue around one's expectations. And they were causing me to step back and to reflect on a specific individual and the expectations of that individual and having them to do the same. And saying, now, is the expectations that you have realistic? Because many times our expectations of others, they're not realistic expectations. And with that said, being that they're not realistic expectations, we're often feeling disappointed and frustrated because of the expectations that we impose on others. That's why our circle of influence is so key. Those that you have around you, those that you allow to speak into your life, can either bring life or death to your life. Do you know that there is power in the tongue? That one little muscle, that tongue holds such weight and power. And if you're not sensitive to those in your environment, to the words that are being spoken, if you don't maintain a supportive environment, you definitely will be defeated and feeling frustrated. And when you're feeling frustrated and you go to that person that's negative, guess what? They have just fed into that negativity. They just added fuel to the flame. And now you're feeling more frustrated. So managing your expectations of others and the circle of influence that you have around you, your network, that circle of trust is so key. Self-assessment is number five as we're talking about being more effective in how we cope with those moments of frustration. Self-assessment is key. We have to continuously locate ourselves, know always at all times internally, where are you? Where are you? You know, I love navigation systems because they're constantly letting you know where you are, and at a moment, it'll recalibrate. You know, Coach Adams, and here's a transparent moment with you. As you know, I'm open to being transparent, but I'll put on a navigation system and, you know, I'll see a Starbucks, whoop, and I'm drawn in. So the navigation system is trying to recalibrate me, and I'm like, okay, you just wait a minute, because I got to get, in the fall, it is the eggnog latte. Got to get my eggnog latte. And so we have to be clear, like a navigation system would tell us, locate, where are you? But this self-assessment is a self-assessment from the inside out. It's an internal assessment. You have to know where you are with you. Now, that is really rich if you really process that. We must always know where we are with us. Separate and apart from with everybody else, where are you internally with you? Locate yourself. This locating ourselves and this self-assessment and evaluating continuously is key. Because if, as Shakespeare would say, and I make this reference often, to thine own self be true, if you're being true with you and locating where you are and assessing and always clear on what that looks like for you internally, you will do what you need to do. Which brings us to point number six. Change your point of view, how you perceive things. Do what you need to do to adjust whenever you need to adjust. You know, how we perceive things is key. That glass sitting on the table before you, is it half empty or half full? That's so revelatory. What a simple question. Is the glass half empty or half full? You know, I used to have an associate, very dear associate. I loved her to life. But when I tell you she could find negativity in any situation, it blew my mind because I am truly an optimist. And, you know, sometimes I remember having a job, and this is a connection with what I'm sharing around her and this whole area of change your point of view. I remember getting called in for an interview, and the interviewer was told behind the scenes by the individual that saw my resume on their desk. All of this is happening without my knowledge behind the scenes until I got the position. But when he saw my resume, he said, "She's great. Get her in here. You just have to get through all of that positive crap." And I thought, wow, if that's what someone would say, you got to get through the positivity. I love it. Say it however you need to say it. But there are those that are so negative. And so I want to challenge you that if your point of view tends to go to the glass being half empty versus half full, that is a weak spot for you that you need to work on. You need to change your point of view. Because if you always see the glass half empty, you're going to stay in a place of frustration. And when the frustration comes, you're going to view it as failure. But you know what I've grown to learn from my mentors, that in order to succeed only once, we have to be willing to fail often. So what does that tell us? It says to change your point of view. Change how you perceive the barriers that you may be facing. How do you perceive those moments around you that you're dealing with? View it as delayed success versus failure. Delayed success versus failure. You know, just this past week, I did a Facebook Live, and I was speaking about a tailwind. And in speaking about this tailwind, it really connects with what we're talking about here and change your point of view. Because what may appear to be a delay, there can be a tailwind that accelerates you. What a tailwind does is it is designed to come behind a moving object, often referenced with a plane, but it comes behind a moving object and it brings about this speed that it's not expecting. And so in a moment when one may perceive that they are delayed, they are on time in their arrival, in the case of a plane, or before time because of the tailwind. And so when I share this with you, associate it with point number 6, today on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you, as we are talking about how to more effectively navigate through those moments of frustration, how to more effectively cope with those moments of frustration. Number 6 is you must change your point of view. Change how you perceive the barriers that you may be dealing with in this moment. Be reminded that life is all about seasons. And wherever you are in this moment, it's a temporary place. All seasons are subject to change. So if you just hold on, there will be a shift. But what have we talked about so far on this journey of growing to be better life managers, which means I need to more effectively know how to navigate and cope in those moments of frustration, and we're outlining 10 keys to process around. Number 1, as a reminder, before we move forward, learn your triggers. Know what sets you off. When you know what sets you off, you can avoid those triggers whenever possible. When you know what sets you off, this will assist you in navigating more successfully, but you have to first give a face to what is a trigger for you. Manage those pressure points of life known as stress. How do you manage them? Well, various ways in which you can do that. The important thing is to tap into not what works well for Coach Adams, but what's going to support you. I gave illustrations like a walk on the beach, meditation, quiet time, prayer, roller skating, whatever it is. Find your outlet, whatever that may be, to keep you centered and focused and to allow you to release that negative energy. Maybe it's working out. I don't know, but find it. Maybe it's taking a walk. Find it. Manage your expectations of others and the circle of influence around you. Those individuals that are around you are key, and you need to maintain a supportive network, that is healthy, that is positive, because healthy relationships is one of the hierarchies of success. And if you don't have healthy relationships in your midst, you are going to feel frustrated often. So get rid of those toxic relationships. Let them go. Walk in extreme self-care and take care of you. Do what you need to do to manage your environment and to maintain a healthy, supportive network around you. Self-assess often. Locate where you are. Always know where you are, not externally, but internally. Know where you are internally. Continuously self-evaluate, locate yourself, assess. Don't be afraid of that. As I stated earlier, often I make this quote in reference, as Shakespeare states, to thine own self be true. Be true to you. If you will not be true with anybody else, take the mask off with you. Be clear on where you are. Be honest with you. Self-evaluate, self-assess, locate where you are. Always know where you are internally. Change your point of view is where we left off. Change your point of view. You have the power to change your point of view, how you perceive the barriers that you may be dealing with. As I gave an illustration, delayed success versus failure. In order to succeed only once, we have to be willing to fail often. Just have that willingness to fail. Any great success story is laced with perceived failure in the backdrop, times of falling down, but they got back up. So don't allow the frustration to overshadow where you are. Change your point of view. Don't get into that downward spiral that many can get into, that anxiety place, that depressive place because of not fulfilling your desires and the lack of achievement. Redefine it. Change your point of view around it. Make a shift. Number 7, journal your wins and successes and reflect often. This is a point of touchstoning, keeping and maintaining a positive perspective and giving your attention to your accomplishments, those positive things. It's important to journal. When you've gotten into a bad spot and you didn't know how you were going to get out of that and you got a breakthrough on the other side, journal that. Capture that. Why? Because when you get to that place of frustration, if you are one that grows in the habit of journaling, now you can pick up that journal. And you can just take a moment sipping coffee, tea, whatever your preference, on the beach with your journal and start to reflect. Guess what happens? You may be feeling frustrated before you get to that place. But when you leave, if you start reflecting on all of the wins and the successes, on what you've accomplished, what appeared to be impossible, it begins to support you in shifting your point of view and maintaining a positive, healthy mental attitude. And it gives you a different focus because I've grown to learn that whatever you give your attention to, that spirit will come and live in you. Whatever you lend your members to, whatever you give your focus to, that is what you are giving the greatest attention to. So if we keep focusing on negative, guess what? We're giving life to negative. If we focus on positive, guess what? Despite the circumstances, we are residing in a very positive place. You know, I had someone say, does anything ever go on in your life? Absolutely. But I know the power of attention in whatever I give my focus to. And so I fight to keep my mind focused not on the negative stuff, but on the hope of a greater tomorrow, on the hope that light at the end of the tunnel, not the tunnel, but the light at the end of the tunnel. Number 8, deal with your procrastination. Procrastination is a setup for frustration. So if we don't learn to deal with our procrastination, guess what? We are setting ourselves up for frustration for sure, because procrastination lends to frustration. So we have to deal with our procrastination. Stop putting off for tomorrow what you can do today. Do as much as you can do today. Live today as if today is the last and final day that you will have here on earth, the last day of life that you will have, and do the very best that you can do. Do all that you can do. And when you do that, you are navigating away from and dealing with procrastination. You're no longer residing there. But because we've gotten so comfortable in, I can put off for today and do it tomorrow, we get into that routine. No, tackle it today. Do it now. Stop putting it off. Don't allow yourself to get into the habit of procrastination. Number 9, maintain control of your life and change your course whenever needed. You know, I remember my mentor saying, just because you pay for a ticket for the movie that may be 2 hours, it doesn't mean you have to sit there the whole 2 hours if you don't like what's showing on the screen. Who says you can't get up and leave in mid-play? You can get up. You can make a shift. So maintain control of your life and change your course whenever needed. If you don't like the direction and the course that your life is on, make a shift. Do something different. Take on a new challenge. Don't just stay and exist in life. That is one of my biggest heart cries. I don't want to just exist. I want to live a life that is fulfilled and a life of abundance. I don't want to just exist. So I'm constantly evaluating, where am I assessing? We have to maintain control. And maintaining control is learning and growing to be a good life manager, which is our primary assignment. You know, if you're on a plane and the plane is starting to nosedive and it's a loss of cabin pressure, what do they tell you? They tell you, put the oxygen mask on you first. You can't save anybody else until you save yourself. So maintain control of your life and change your course whenever needed. But if you're not evaluating where you are and you're not being true to you, you're moving through life with blinders on. Take the blinders off. Number 10, recognize the negative behaviors that has led you to this place of frustration. Identify those negative places. Why? Because those negative areas are weak spots. And we are only as strong as those weakest places in our lives. And so you want to make sure that you are working to strengthen those areas of weakness, those negative places, so that you can make a shift and, again, be able to more effectively handle those frustrating moments because they're going to come. At this time, I want to let you know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in today's discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you do have to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 to add yourself to the host queue. And even if you're a regular listener and you've made a question, you know, asked a question or made a comment before, know that you're welcome. You can never interact too much. This time is for you. So don't be shy. If you have a comment or a question, feel free to chime in. I'm going to, meanwhile, give another summary of all 10 steps, and we'll wait to see if anyone wants to jump in. We love the interactivity, so feel free. But we're dealing with today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspired Media for You, 10 keys to more effectively dealing and coping with frustration. Looks like we have a caller. I will transition our caller in. Area code 702, last four digits, 5600. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams.
Good evening, Coach Adams.
Well, good evening.
I just love you. And
I love you more.
Your Motivational Mondays are off the chain. I needed this today. I mean, I really needed this. And it was actually, what's the word I want to use? All day long, I've been doing exactly what you said to do in your 10 steps that you just gave me.
Really? That's awesome.
To the point where I even found out more about myself that I knew, but I didn't understand it. You know, I know that I'm a very innovative person. I mean, I know that. I don't think like anyone else. You know, and I didn't understand why people look at me and say, how do you think you're going to do that? Well, you know, I don't think about it. I ask God, I put it in front of him, I pray about it, and I almost pretty much let it go the way that I've led my life. However, in my studies, and my coaching with the Big Coach and Coach Hollingsworth and you, I know where I'm making my mistakes. And then
if I may, just before you move on, I just wanted to say that I really appreciate your transparency in saying that I know where I've made my mistakes. I'm able to identify them, because in that identifying, now there is, you're positioned to grow. You're positioned to make a shift, and many people don't want to identify. You know, it's just like, for example, an addict. An addict cannot start their road of recovery until they admit, I'm an addict, and they're able to identify this area of challenge. So I wanted to just honor you for your transparency, and that you now are able to say, I'm clear. I'm getting some clarity. I'm getting some insight around me. And that's what's most important.
And you had a lot to do with it. Even your posts that you make on Facebook, I get so much out of being around you. Okay, I'm just going to say that. I don't care whether it's on Motivational Mondays or if it's a post that you put out. I get something. And when I follow you and I commend you, I do that from my heart. I believe it in my mind. I know it comes from my heart. And it's to motivate you as well. You know, you work hard.
Well, you know, I so appreciate that, and I am truly humbled by your words of exhortation and edification, and I'm so grateful. It's really inspiring for me to hear that Motivational Mondays is really adding value to your life, you know, just being a part of the Coach Adams Network and my circle. So I'm so touched by that. I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, and I'm so grateful to have you as a faithful listener of the show. Definitely you are an advocate and one of my biggest fans, and I appreciate you so much.
Well, I love you more.
The
anyway.
Feelings are mutual. The feelings are mutual. You know, it's amazing how quickly an hour of empowerment flies by. We're at that stage where it's time to bring today's broadcast to a close. Today on Motivational Mondays, we spoke about, and I can't thank our caller enough for chiming in, we spoke about the 10 keys to coping with frustration. The goal of this evening's broadcast was that you would gain more tools for your toolbox to be able to manage your life more effectively and those dark spots when you get to that place of frustration. I want to share with you as we prepare to close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays that Coach Adams offers a full circle of empowerment. We want you to stay connected. We want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you had a question and you weren't able to get into the airwaves today, or maybe you were too shy about that. You can connect with us through the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. It is an open group. You can give show suggestions, make comments there. We appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On next week's installment, we have Cosette M. White, the money coach, will be in the house, and we are looking at and talking about understanding your money story so that we can be financially fit. I want to stay connected with you. If you are not already a part of my network, please visit coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Through my website, you'll be able to connect to all of my social pathways. In addition, I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year. In January and in July, we host a live empowerment workshop, what I call a Win Shop, Shape Up, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. So if you're getting something from Motivational Mondays every week, you definitely want to share with us in the live event scheduled for January the 28th. For more information concerning 4 Hours of Power, the Win Shop with Coach Adams, you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. 4 Hours of Power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Now is the time to plan. Again, seating is limited. Tickets are available. Visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. In addition, sponsorship opportunities are available. If you would like to take advantage of that, by all means, contact the Coach Adams team at admin@CoachAdams.com, admin@CoachAdams.com, or you may call 310 210-289-2101. 310-289-2101. You don't want to miss any of our installments of Motivational Monday. For each week, we start our full circle of empowerment right here on Motivational Mondays, presented by Inspired Media for you. This is Coach Adams, the one who inspires. I coach, and you win. Thank you again for tuning in.